welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and on our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. In my free report that I give on either the blog or my website, I talk about developing the seven mental strengths. And I'm going to review those quickly on this podcast. So for those of you that have the report, it will add some more foundation to the information in there. And for those that have not requested their free mini course, to encourage you to go ahead and do that, and then this podcast will help also with that. So one of the things is you call these the mental strength directives, if you will. And I'm just going to go through six of them really quickly here. I want to make sure that I keep this kind of laser-focused intent and to pique curiosity so that you can contact me and we can work on these things individually. So the number one directive is thoughts are real forces. And when you think about this, it's really a powerful. And these are all of these directives. I would like you to. I'll put this up on my blog, so you can go ahead and read them. But I would like you to write them down. And for each one of these, one of the assignments I have is to contemplate on this. What does this really mean? So you would say to yourself, "My thoughts are real forces." And what does that mean? Well, a force is powerful. Electricity is a force. What does that do? It creates. It destroys. What do forces in nature do? They create and they destroy. So if your thoughts are real forces, and this has been proven, there's EEGs out there that show that when we have a thought, there's electricity effectively released in our brain. So to dispute that thoughts are real forces would be pretty, I'll say, ignorant, because there is so much scientific evidence to prove that our thoughts are real forces. It's how, with the purpose of this podcast and my books, is to help you expand on how large that force goes out about you. It's like dropping a pebble in a pond, right? It goes, okay, it only goes out a small three inches, but if you watch it, it keeps going out more and more and more and more. So how do you know, if your thoughts are real forces, what effect does that have? A force has to have an effect. It has to produce some sort of result. And, you know, my primary premise of my coaching is thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions that lead to results. So if you don't like the results you're getting, you go back to your thoughts. And this is thoughts, again, are real forces. Now, it's one of these things you have to repeat over and over and over again and contemplate on, so it sinks into your very essence of thoughts are real forces. And one of the other parts is, we'll get to it, but you are in control of your thoughts. But we'll stay on track here, that your thoughts are real forces. So what does that mean to you? To have this force at your disposal, what can you do with this force? What can you accomplish? What can you destroy? You can destroy your life with thoughts, right? If you have really unsupportive thoughts and there are forces that are acting in your life, they could create a life of turbulence. On the same hand, that thoughts are real forces can create, because a force can create, a life of true pleasure and abundance. So the thoughts are real forces. And so the second directive is, your mind is a sending and receiving station of thoughts. What does that mean? It's like a radio, a two-way radio. When we think a thought, it will go out. It will send it out into the universe out there. The thoughts do not stay within ourself. They perpetrate, again, like that pebble in a pond, or like sound. Sound keeps going out. Sound is a force. Light is a force. All these things are forces. They don't stay. The light doesn't stay inside the light bulb. It goes out and illuminates. And so our thoughts are the same thing. We are sending out thoughts all the time. And we also are receiving thoughts all the time. And sometimes those thoughts get into vibration. You know, you can go to a gathering or a business meeting or meet somebody and go, wow, I got a bad vibe from them. Well, that is part of the thoughts. Or I got a good vibe from them. Those are part of the thoughts. When somebody is thinking really good thoughts and is happy and you're around them, you tend to perk up. If you're around somebody who's depressed, they don't even have to say a word. But if they're depressed, you're receiving that energy, those thoughts. You may not know consciously what thoughts you are receiving, but it will affect you if you're not aware of it, and you will become, your mannerisms, your physiology will mirror that individual who is depressed. So your thoughts are real forces, and your mind is a sending and receiving station of thoughts. The third directive is thoughts that are emotionalized are magnetized and attract similar and like thoughts. And those similar and like thoughts can be both internal and external. An example, let's just say that you're coming home from work and your significant other gives you a call and says, hey, can you stop off and get some milk? And you stop off to the grocery store, get some milk and get a few other things. And as you're walking out to the car, the bag wasn't appropriately packed, and so it kind of ripped open and the milk fell and splashed and broke all over the floor, all over the ground, and all over your shoes and your leg, and you just, ugh, and then you get all annoyed. Well, once you start getting annoyed, that becomes a very emotional thought, and then you start thinking of, and I'm sure you've experienced this, maybe not the milk, but you have experienced a time where you thought one thought negatively, and then a rush of other thoughts came in. Wow, my boss was really a jerk today, and why do I have to go home and stop off at the grocery store, and why can't they do it? Why can't they help me out? Man, this relationship is really horrible, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll just go get a hotel room for tonight. And you go around and round and round in this downward spiral. And that's because thoughts are real forces. And when thoughts are emotionalized, they become magnetized and attract similar and like thoughts. The opposite is true too. When you have a great thought, wow, what a beautiful day it is out there, then you start seeing all the great things about it. You see, wow, those trees are really green today. Wow, those birds are sounding really nice. And wow, there's no traffic on the, you know, the highways are flowing free, and there's just, everything is great. So when your thoughts have this energy behind them, a emotionalized energy, they're going to attract similar and like thoughts. Now the fourth directive is you are always experiencing thoughts, and you have the ability to entertain them or dismiss them. So often we think we have to believe our thoughts. It's funny, right? Because we think in a thought and we go, well, it came from me, I have to believe it. That's not true. We make up thoughts, we make up ideas, we make up thoughts all day long. The choice is, where do you want to go in your life? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to experience? And does that thought at that particular moment support or restrict you from living into your full potential? So you don't have to hold on to every thought. I use an example of thoughts could be like you're looking out a window and you see a bird fly by. You just observe it flying by. If you like that thought, have that bird land on the tree and watch it and just look at it and observe it and just notice how great it is. If the thought is not a supportive thought, just look at it as a bird just flying by and it goes out of your field of vision and it keeps on going by. So when you are constantly, I mean, our mind is always going. We always are having thoughts, even when we think we're not having thoughts. The key here is that you, with the thinker of the thought, has the power to accept it or not accept it. You are the dreamer of the dream. You are the thinker of the thought. You are the perceiver of that thought. So it's up to you to keep it or not. And you keep that thought or not depending on where you want to go in life. And just as, so now we're going to move on to mental strength directive number 5, is just as you are experiencing thoughts and can entertain them, you also have the power and ability to insert any thought you want into that stream, into your mind. So, because these unconscious thoughts or these spontaneous thoughts come up all the time, we also have the power to insert any thought we want. We can purposely say, I want to feel good. I feel good. And you have these thoughts that you can purposely put into your stream of consciousness. You are in control. Again, you are the thinker of the thoughts. You are the dreamer of the dream. You are the perceiver of all of that. So it is your power and ability to put any thought you want into your stream of consciousness. It's you. Nobody else. And this is going to be tough because you're responsible, not anybody else. Sure, somebody can yell at you. Somebody can, you can get in an accident. You can do whatever you want. But you, the thoughts that come up are your responsibility, and you are accountable for those thoughts because you have the power and ability to insert any thought you want into your mind. And then number six is your inner world and outer world are connected, and you live in both worlds simultaneously. So what does that mean? Well, we live in two worlds, potentially more, but we'll just use two for this podcast. You have your inner world of thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and you have your outer world of events and circumstances. The event and circumstance is a neutral event, a neutral. It's how you project onto it from your internal world that creates meaning behind that. There's also the other part of this where you could be in a business meeting. You're physically sitting in the business meeting, and the meeting becomes a little bit boring, and you decide to take a little trip to think about the vacation that you're planning. Well, in the inner world, you're in Hawaii or Bahamas or Fiji or someplace else. But in the outer world, you are sitting in that business meeting. And so you are living in both of those worlds simultaneously. And where you come into peak performance is when both your inner world and your outer world are in congruence. So you are here now focusing on what you're doing on the inner world, and you're actually doing that same thing in the outer world. We talk about congruence or alignment, and it's what you think, what you say, and what you do is in congruence, is in alignment. So when all of your worlds are aligned, you will have peak performance. When there is war of the worlds, Orson Welles, for those of Tom Cruise in his movie, but it originally started way back with Orson Welles on a radio show, War of the Worlds. So many of us are in War of the Worlds. Our inner world is telling us one thing, and our outer world, we're trying to do something else. We have to bring those all together. And then there's another directive about patterns. That I'll just throw out here now, that patterns are, if you are aware of patterns, patterns are an indication of where you're going to go. So that's part of the outer world. So you look back on your life and you see patterns, you see trails, you see things that you've done. The Fibonacci numbers is a perfect example. There's patterns all throughout nature. There are continuing patterns, and we have patterns in our life. And when you can identify the patterns, you can change those patterns, because those patterns are footprints of your thoughts. So when you look back and you track certain things, your finances, your romances, your weight, whatever it is, you will see patterns. And when you see those patterns, those are reflections of thoughts that have happened, because thoughts are real forces. And when you now can insert any thought you want into your mind, you can change those patterns. So just want to tie this up a little bit, is that this is all about thoughts, right? Because my model is thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. And when you take accountability and responsibility for your own thoughts, you then take responsibility and accountability for your own feelings, for your own actions, and for your own results. This is what mental strength is about. Mental strength coaching is what I work on. It's about understanding these seven principles, these seven directives, and then owning them and knowing. And the good thing about this, the great thing is that you are now in control. You have no more excuses for where your life is. You are completely in control of creating the life that you want. There is nothing else you can do about that. So I'm going to put up a couple of contemplations on the site. And with that, I just really hope you enjoyed this one. It was a little bit longer than normal. But remember, we're talking about thoughts. And so remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.